Okay, so this week's Parshas Bamidbar. Before we go into it more beiyun, but we'll just give a summary. So the bulk of the parsha is the Torah counting the Shevatim, the Shivtei Ka. So we know the total number from Ibn Esam Shon of Amala for Klal Yisrael is 603,550. Without going into the number of every Shevet, it's just suffice to say that the biggest Shevet is Shevet Yehuda. And the smallest Shevet, I believe, is Shevet Menashe. Menashe had 32,000. The Torah also counts Shevet Levi independently. And the number of Shevet Levi was 22,000. Now, the Torah counts Shevet Levi twice. The Torah counts Shevet Levi from 30 days and up. And the Torah also counts Shevet Levi again in Parshas Nasai, from when they work in the Mishkan between 30 and 50, those 2 years. So today what I want to do is I want to go into the Ramban. If you have, if you're listening with Zoom, I'm going to share it to the screen in 1 minute. We're going to go into the Ramban. Why is it that Shevet Levi was so much less than all other Shvatim? Again, if you look at the numbers, the smallest Shevet, which is counted from 20 and up, is the Shevet of Menashe. Okay, the Shevet of Menashe is 32,000. Shevet Levi, which is counted from 30 days and up, the entire Shevet from 30 days and up, from a baby. Rashi says 30 days is significant. Once you're 30 days, then after 30 days, you're not a Nephil anymore, once a baby's viable. So once a baby is 30 days, they counted them as Shevet Levi, and the entire Shevet Levi from 30 days and up only was 22,000. And that's very striking and very strange. What's going on? Okay, so we're going to read Ramban. I'm going to share with you the screen that I have here. And we're going to read Ramban together. And then I want to tell you something from the Parashas Drachim, because I'm on the top line. V'hine loy hoya shevet alevi kishar shavatim. Kimi ben chodesh ulamalo loy hoyrak esrim vishnai melef. So that's extremely strange, Ramban wants to know. That the entire Shevet Levi, which was counted mi ben chodesh ulamalo, not like the other Shvatim, which were counted from the age of 20 and up, kol yoytze tzava bi Yisrael. Shevet Levi was counted from 30 days old and up, and the entire Shevet was only 22,000. Umi ben shloishim shana, And from the age 30 to 50 was 8,000 and change. It's really 8,560. Vihine lo yegia mi ben esen shalom ayla. So if you would basically try to figure out how big was Shevet Levi relative to other Shvatim, lechatzi Shevet Yisrael, hapach shebekulna, wouldn't even be like half of Shevet Menashe. Again, Shevet Menashe was 32,000 people counting from the age 20 up. If you would calibrate the Shevet Levi from the age of 20 and up, it wouldn't even be like half of Shevet Menashe. The Ramban adds, V'adayin lo nasu aron. Don't tell me that the reason why Shevet Levi was so much smaller is because they carried the aron. And we know that if you weren't on the right madrega when you carried the aron killed you. Because at this point, when they did the census in Parshas Bamidbar, they didn't yet carry the Arayin. Okay, and I want to explain, I want to stop here for 1 second, I want to explain what this means. The Ramban, let me stop the screen for 1 second. The Ramban is basically saying that, don't tell me that the reason why Shevet Levi was small is because they carried the Arayin. Now, the Medrash does say that. I don't think the Ramban is saying the Medrash is wrong. The Ramban is just saying the reason for the Medrash is not a good enough reason. The Medrash says that the reason why Shevet Levi was small because the Arayin killed those who carried it. Arayin was Mechala. Now that Medrash is quoted by Rashi. Rashi in Parshas Vayetze, it says when Levi was born, it says, Vatahar oid vatelid bein, Leah gave birth. She says, "Apam yilav ishi elaki yiladati shleishav on him al kain karish my Levi." So Rashi over there says that anytime it says Al-Kain, it's going to be a big Shevet, except for Shevet Levi. Levi maybe would have been a big Shevet, but since it carried the Arayin, it was a small Shevet. So the Medrash, it's a Mefurish. Rashi quotes a Medrash that Shevet Levi was a smaller Shevet because it carried the Arayin. So we have to understand that. The Ramban says, how could that be? They're small even before they carried the Arayin. That's first of all. Second of all, only Shevet Kahaz carried the Arayin. Gershon and Merari did not carry the Arayin. So why is Gershon and Merari small? Okay, that's another question. And the third question is, Kahaz that did carry the Arayin, it was actually larger than Gershon and Merari. So Levi had three sons, Gershon, Kahaz, and Merari. Okay, Gershon, Merari, those families did not carry the Arayin. Kahaz did carry the Arayin. Now, it's interesting that Kahaz, the ones that carried the Arayin, the Torah says that if you count from day 30 on, it was 8,600. That was bigger than Gershon and Kahaz. Gershon from 30 days on was 7,500, and Merari from 30 days on was 6,200. So if you're telling me that the Arayin kills people, why is the tribe, the Chalik within Levi, Kahaz, the base of Kahaz, the family of Kahaz that carried Arayin, actually bigger than the other two families? So before we go back into Ramban, I want to tell you over something from the Parashas Drachim. One of my favorite svarim is the Parashas Drachim. He lived from the end of the 1600s, like 1657 until around 1727. He lived in the city of Constantinople. I mentioned in the Shir many times, there was a span of around 150 years. From like, I don't know, 1600s to the middle of the 1700s, towards the 1800s, where the biggest Gedolei Yisrael came from Constantinople, Turkey. The Mishnah Melech, the Shara Melech. The Shara Melech came from Turkey, but a different city. The Machne Ephraim, these are Svarim that we, today, in all yeshivas, we learned those Svarim. They came from Turkey, Ottoman Empire. So in the last 1,000 years since the Rambam was written, one of the greatest Svarim that was written on the Rambam, it's printed on every edition, is the Sefer Mishnah LeMelech, Rabbi Yehuda Rosanis. I'm assuming he was named after his mother's family, because like you have a lot of times, the Marsha is Reb Shmuel Edelis, it's Edel's family. You have this Reb Leib Saris, Saris is Saris' family. And maybe in Ottoman Turkey, the name Rosanis came from, a lot of these people were from Svard originally, and the name was Roseanne. So Yehuda Rosanis would be a last name for a Svardish person, like we have Rabbi Shmuel Edelis. To this day in L.A., the family, the Edelitz family, they're all descendants of the Marsha. The Saris families are descendants of Leib Saris. You have this a lot. So a Svardish name is Rosanis. It's from the family of Roseanne. Anyways, so Rabbi Yehuda Rosanis wrote, in the last 1,000 years, he lived a few hundred years ago, but in the last 1,000 years, probably from one of the most important svarim ever to be written on the Rambam. He was a goy nifla and a tremendous anav, and he also wrote a sefer in Drush. It's a very, very beautiful sefer in Drush. He actually changed the style of how Drush was said. Anyways, in Drush Dalet over there, he says a gewaldige thing. I want to share to you a screen so you should understand this medrash. Again, we're wondering, the medrash says that the reason why Shevet Levi was small is because if you carried the Arayin, you died young. Okay, but only Shevet Kahaz, out of Shevet Levi, only the family of Kahaz carried the Arayin, and that family seemed to have been bigger than Gershon and Merari. So what in the world is the Medrash saying? So I want to explain to you what he says. It's so unbelievable, and it's Emes Lamita Shel Torah. Okay, so I want to just put it on the screen over here. I'm going to share it with you, and you will see what I'm saying right over here. Okay, take a look at this graph I made. There's Gershon, Kahaz, Merari. Gershon, from 30 days, when it's counted, from 30 days up, in this week's Parsha, is 7,500. Kahaz, from 30 days up, is 8,600. That's the largest. Merari, from 30 days up, is 6,200. Now, in Parshas Nasai, we count Gershon again from 30 to 50. What's the significance from 30 to 50? When they actually worked in the Mishkan. Gershon, if you count up Shevet Gershon in Parshas Nasai, the men from 30 to 50, it's 2,630. It's not, that means it's one third of the total amount of the shevet. The total amount of the shevet was 7,500. A third of that would be 2,500. It's not even a third. It's 2,630. Skip down to Merari. From 30 days on, it's the number of how many Levium were from Merari was 6,200. And in Parshas Nasai, from the year 30 to 50, it's 3,200. That means it's less than one half. So the entire Shevet was 6,200. From 30 to 60 is around half. Yet by Kahas, take a look. The number, the total number of men in Kahas was 8,600. However, from the year 30 to 50, it's 2,750. That's the smallest percent. That means it's more than a third. Why is there such a huge drop-off from the total amount of Kahas to the amount of men that were 30 to 50? That's what the Medrash means, because it the most people died because this Shevet carried the Aron. Okay, that's what that's the pshat in the Medrash. So, but we're still left with the question. Why is it that Shevet Levi is such a small Shevet? Okay, so we're going to go into the Ramban. The Ramban addresses this question. Okay, let me put it up again, and we'll finish, and we'll do the Ramban inside. Okay, so the Ramban says like this. V'ani choshev. The Ramban says, I think, shezeh chizuk l'mashom. The Ramban has two truths. I'm only going to read the first teretz. You know why Levi was a small shevet? This supports l'mashe amar Rabbi Seinu ki shiftoi shel Levi loy hoya b'shibud meleches Mitzrayim. You know why they were smaller? Because they didn't have to work in Mitzrayim. U'bavoydas perach. They didn't have to do back breaking work. V'hine Yisrael asher maru haMitzrayim eschayem. The Mitzriah made bitter the Yisraelim's life, Bavoyde Kasha. You know why they did that? Why did the Mitzriah make their life bitter? Kildei lima'atam, to make them into a small nation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu laughed at them. Hoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu marbo isam, keneged gezeres Mitzrayim. K'moy shenemer, kasha ya'anu isoy, ken yerbev v'chen yefreitz. So the Mitzriah tried to make a small, Hashem says, I will have the final word. You're trying to make my children small, I will make them large. So, Klai Yisrael, Zakhtar Ramban, that was Mishubid in Mitzrayim, they were being enslaved in Mitzrayim, therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu increased those numbers. Avil Shevet Levi, how you parm for Rabbi Kedar Kolars? Shevet Levi wasn't part of the Shebud. If you're not part of the Shebud, there's no reason to increase you. And if there's no reason to increase you, you're just going to procreate and multiply like regular people. And therefore, your numbers are going to be regular. That's the pshat, the first pshat in the Ramban. What the Ramban doesn't make clear is, why wasn't Shevet Levi part of the Shebud? He just says, as a matter of fact, you know why Shevet Levi is a much smaller Shevet? Because they're not part of the Shebud. The Mitzriim enslaved the Jews, and when they enslaved the Jews, their intention was to decimate them and make them into a small nation. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Venera, let's see who's going to get the final word. You're trying to crush them and break them, I'm going to multiply them. Shevet Levi, that didn't work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't multiply them, Shlei Kederach. Very, very nice. That's a very beautiful pshat. But Ramban didn't add, what is taka pshat, why they weren't enslaved in the first place? So the Parshas Drachim adds a nekudem pshat over here. In Parshas Vayishlach, it says that Esav and Yaakov couldn't live together. They had too much possessions. It says, Vayikach Esav es noshev es banav, ves kol nafshi es beisei ves mikneyu, Asher rochash beres kanan vayelech el eretz mipnei Yaakov achiv. So the Medrash says, you know why mipnei Yaakov achiv? You know why he don't want to stay around Yaakov? The Medrash says because he didn't want the shtar chayv of Parshas Lech Lecha. In Parshas Lech Lecha, by the bris ben abisarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Avram that your descendants, your doyate daki geyir zrakaber soy lahem, viavodum, vinois, and abra meeshana. Avram, you're going to have descendants that are going to have to be in Golis. Asa says, I don't need any Yisurim, I don't need a Shibud, and I don't want to live near you either. So the Marash Yafa asks, just because you move away from Yaakov, how are you getting away from being Meshubit in Mitzrayim? Zokta Prashas Drachim, that's the next Rashi. Rashi says like this. Rashi in Parshas Vayishlach says, Umedish Agadah, Mipnei Yaakov Achiv, Mipnei Shtar Choyv Shal Gezeres Ki Gei Yizracha, Hamutul Alzari Shi Yitzhak. Omer Eilich Li Mikan, Ein Li Chelik Loi B'matona Shanasa Loi Ha'aretz Azayis, V'loi B'Pirayin Ashtar. The Medrash says clearly, the person that takes Eretz Yisrael, Yitzhak has two sons, the person that takes Eretz Yisrael, he's going to be the one to get Shibud Mitzrayim. If you don't take Eretz Yisrael, you don't get Shibud Mitzrayim. Esav says, I'm going to move away from Yaakov. I don't want to be near Yaakov. Let Yaakov get Eretz Yisrael. I'll move away. I'll move to Seir. And I won't have to have the Shibud of Mitzrayim. And now, the Parshas Drachim doesn't spell this point out, but if you look at Parshas Lech Lecha, in the Bris Bein HaBesarim, there are two themes in Bris Bein HaBesarim. Theme number one, that Klai Yisrael is going into Golis. Theme number two is that one day you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. The Medrash understood that these two things are Hoba Hatalia. If you get Eretz Yisrael, you need to get Shibud Mitzrayim. So, Zokta Prashas Drachim, that since Shevet Levi is not getting Eretz Yisrael, like the Pasuk says, that you're not going to get Eretz Yisrael because Hashem is your Nachla. Let me see if I can find the exact pasuk. Okay, I don't have the pasuk. It's pasuk in Ekev. Hashem tells to the Kahanim and the Leviim, you're not going to get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Shevet Levi never took a chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem is their chelik. So since you're not getting a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, similar to what the Rashi says about Esav, if you don't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, then you don't have to get Shibud Mitzrayim. It's Tali Zebezeh. Now this, so now according to the, just to put this all together in Ramban, so it comes out, Shevet Levi doesn't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael because Hashem is their chelik. If you don't get a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, you didn't have to do Shibud Mitzrayim. If you don't do Shibud Mitzrayim, then when the Egyptians try to decimate Klai Yisrael, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a bracha to Klai Yisrael. That special bracha was for the regular Shiftei Ka. But Shevet Levi, that wasn't under the Gezerah of Inui and Avodas Perach, they didn't get multiplied in a unnatural way. That's basically the idea of the Shir. But it's just very reminiscent. The Gemara in Bracha says three things are nicknamed Yisurim. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Shevet Levi, Hashem is their Nachla. For everybody else, how are you going to be Zoich in Eretz Yisrael? The answer is, in order to acquire something spiritual, a person has to go through a process. And that's a lesson in life. Anything that we want to acquire, anything spiritual, Torah needs to be acquired. It's Memches Kinyonim Shatayra Niknes. The Gemara says that Zayis HaTayra Adam Ki Yomus Ba'il. Torah needs Yisurim. Ki Kasha Yechiach, I don't remember the Lashon of the Pasuk, but like a man rebukes his son, that's how Hashem Lekecha rebukes you. And the Gemara says that in order to acquire Torah, you need Yisurim. Torah comes only, a Kenyan in Torah. Of course, a person could learn, relax and learn, and drink his cappuccino, and be very geschmack in learning. But to make a Kenyan a Torah, to make a Kenyan on something spiritual, that only comes with hard work and Yisurin. And the same thing is true about Eretz Yisrael. To be Koyin Eretz Yisrael, like Klai Yisrael did, they had to undergo some kind of process of Yisurim. That's the only way a person can be Koyin Eretz Yisrael. But because they were Koyin Eretz Yisrael, and because they had Shibud Mitzrayim, so Gans Klai Yisrael was zeichet to the bracha of Bnei Yisrael Paro Uvayirbu V'Yishritzu, but Shevet Levi didn't have that benefit, so the Ramban says they multiplied like a regular, like everyone else. And basically, that's the idea of the Ramban. And I'm going to take everyone off mute and wish everyone a good Shabbos. Kol Tov. Good Shabbos. Sure. It's really good to see everybody.
Everybody.
Yes, it is.
Thank you.
Kol Tov.
Thank you.